It's time now for Police on the Scene with a Crime Prevention Lead. Your host is Police Officer and National Crime Prevention Specialist, J.D. Dye.
Automatic teller machine safety tips, ATM machines, gang. Everybody uses them. They're convenient. They're not only convenient for you, but they're also convenient for criminals. So be aware of that. And there's only a few tips that I want you to think about when you're using them. I mean, you will hear a ton of tips out there. Look at a well-lit area. Make sure the ATM is monitored and patrolled by a security officer. On and on and on. And by the time you get to the end of the list, you're never going to want to use an ATM machine. And people are still going to use them. So I tell you what, there's a lot of good locations of ATM machines. But again, there's one basic safety tip that I want you to think about. Identify an ATM with maximum natural surveillance and visibility from the surrounding area. End of story. Basically, you don't go to an ATM machine that's behind a building. Building is closed for the day. A little bit of planning makes for a huge difference when it comes to ATM safety. So just remember that when you use it. Have a spot that you like to use your ATM and use it on a consistent basis and go there when you feel comfortable. I tell you what, instincts, we have them as humans, and when the little hair on the back of your neck stands up or you start to break a sweat, that instinct is telling you something's not right. That's a good instinct you want to always follow because it's your safety instinct. And if you're using an ATM and you're getting that type of a feeling, you want to use a different one. So common sense is a huge issue here. Don't use them alone if you can help it, but if you can and you're by yourself, make sure that you're comfortable with the area. Another thing is shoulder surfing. I tell you what, too many people, when somebody violates that personal space, you've all talked to somebody who just gets a little too close to you when they're addressing you or talking to you, and you usually end up taking a half a step back. Same thing when you're using an ATM machine. If it's in a public place and somebody's right over your shoulder, ask them to step back or get your card back and go somewhere else because they're probably looking to get your PIN number, and that's something you don't want them to have. So just, again, a little bit of planning with your ATM card will go a long way. And remember, if you have any other specific questions regarding ATM safety, feel free to email us here at policeonthescene@yahoo.com. Remember, be smart and stay safe. This is Officer J.D. Dine, and I'm 1080.
Visit TKPN at www.tkpnpodcast.com.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.